What can we do when fear has entered our hearts and minds? How can God equip us to overcome our fears? Let's discuss.
Welcome to the Walking in Step with God podcast. Here we empower you to walk boldly with God. Visit our website at walkinginstepwithgod.org for resources, videos of our messages, and more information about our ministry. Once again, that website is walkinginstepwithgod.org.
Hello, welcome to Walking in Step with God. I'm Steve McDonald. Today we explore the topic Overcome Fear as we continue our series, Living a Courageous Life. We all have experienced fear in one form or another in our lives. Some fears help us and keep us safe. For example, fear helps us to detect threats and risks so that we can keep ourselves out of harm's way. There are other fears that can be crippling and difficult to manage, especially fears related to situations that we feel we have no control. Fear can arise following a medical diagnosis. Fear can take hold when we are concerned for our safety. Fear can take hold of us when we don't know what the future will bring. Today we are going to explore three ways to overcome fear. Let's discuss how our walk with God can equip us to face our fears and feel confident and secure. Before we dive in, why don't we take a quick break? I'll be right back.
Have you been yearning for a deeper relationship with God, especially in the unusual times we're in? Here's your sign that your desires are being answered. 100 Steps with God is the spiritual guidebook you need to navigate this transformative journey you're embarking on. Filled with inspiring messages, this book is written to ignite your thinking and illuminate the path toward a rich, intimate relationship with God. The special edition delves deeper and includes scriptures, reflective prompts, and space to journal your thoughts. Visit www.100stepsbook.com to order your copy of the standard or special edition today and strengthen your bond with the Creator. Again, that's 100stepsbook.com, 100stepsbook.com.
Welcome back. Let's continue discussing three ways to overcome fears. Overcoming our fears is not easy. It requires confidence, courage, and in many ways, trust in someone or something other than yourself. In our walk with God, we must remember that God did not create us to be dominated by fear. Let's look at three ways we can approach overcoming our fears. Number one, give it to God. Often the source of fear is the feeling that we don't have control of a situation. We are afraid that if we do not have control, some form of harm will inevitably come to us, especially when we need to place our well-being in the hands of another. When we are feeling fearful or anxious about a situation, we can give our situation to God. We can share our fears, our anxieties, and our uncertainties about a situation with the one where nothing is impossible. When we hand over our situation to God, we can know that He knows every single detail of our circumstances and knows the best way to handle it as well as the best outcome for all parties involved, not just yourself. Number two, seek God's will. When we are experiencing fear and giving a situation to God, one of the most important things to do in the process is to seek out God's will. God's will is perfect. God's will is flawless. God's plan is the perfect plan. When we are facing fears about a situation, we need to remind ourselves that there is no reason to fear if we simply seek to follow God's will. Consider this. If we are feeling afraid, it is likely because we are fearful of an outcome that we do not want. We may believe that we know what is best for us, but only God truly knows what is best for us. If we believe that God knows best and pursue what God knows is best, we can move past our fears knowing that we will be led to a path and a plan that has the best possible outcome. For example, following a job interview, should we be fearful and anxious about getting the job, or should we seek God's will for that job opportunity? Should we be fearful that we will be rejected from the job if God knows the job is not good for us? Instead of being fearful that you will not get the job, focus on seeking out and finding God's will for a job role. In doing so, you know that a job search is simply a matter of being led to a job role that He knows is right for you. I was recently in this same scenario. Following a job interview for a role I desired, I found myself drifting into fear of rejection. Instead, I turned to seek out and learn of God's will. I asked Him to touch the hearts and minds of my interviewers to offer me the job if, and only if, the job role is in alignment with His plans for me. I also asked Him to prevent my being offered the job if the role takes me away from His plans for me. In this situation, I may be eager to learn of the interviewer's decision, but I know the outcome will be aligned with God's will, not my own. Number 3. Believe and trust in God. When we have given our situation to God and made a decision to seek God's will, we must also believe and trust in Him. We can believe and trust God because God created us. God's love is more than we can possibly imagine. We know that He desires for us to experience a joy-filled life, one with abundance, one with peace, and one with love. If we know this and believe this, we can find courage and overcome our fears with the knowledge that we can ask God for help with any situation as we seek to learn His will. In seeking God's will, we can be rest assured we are aimed in the right direction for any situation that we may encounter in our lives. All that being said, believing and trusting in God is a process. It will take practice and patience. Believing and trusting in God requires shifting away from our default behavior. We will, of course, experience ups and downs in life, but keeping our eyes upon the Creator is the only way we will be fully equipped to face and overcome our fears. In today's message, we have explored 3 ways to overcome fear. We learned how important it is to give the situations that cause us anxiety and fear to God. When we are facing a situation where we are feeling concerned about the outcomes, let us hand over our situation to God. We discuss the importance of seeking God's will. God's will is perfect. God's plan is perfect. The sooner we learn of God's will and His perfected plans for us, the better off we will be. When we are dealing with fear, part of handing our situation to God is seeking out His will. We discuss the importance of believing in God. Once we have handed over our circumstances to God and prepared ourselves to learn His will, we must learn to trust in Him, knowing that He seeks for us to experience the best version of our lives according to His plans for us. Fear is a part of life, and in some cases, fear is an important part of our humanity, to keep us safe and out of harm's way. But other fears were never meant to be a normal part of everyday life. God did not create us to be creatures of fear, especially when it comes to trials and tribulations that we will all face in our lifetime. If there is a situation in your life where you are experiencing fear, give it to God and seek out His will. Know that God is with you, will comfort you, and equip you to overcome. Let's close out in prayer. Dear Lord God, we just thank you once again this day. Thank you for the words of wisdom you have shared through me. Thank you for giving everyone within the sound of my voice the wisdom to know, to trust in you in all situations, that we need not fear, that you are with us, and all we need to do is simply trust and put our faith in you. That when we are faced with challenging circumstances that make us anxious and let us feel concerned about the outcome, and we know that we don't have control, and that may paralyze us. In all these situations, we just ask that you comfort us, that you give us peace, that you remind us that you are near. Give us signs, Lord, that you are near. And just equip us, Lord, with the path and the guidance and the know-how to navigate situations where there is uncertainty and unknowns, because we know that if we simply put our trust in you, that there is absolutely nothing to fear. We pray this trusting and believing in you. Amen. Are you interested in learning more about the sources guiding this message? I invite you to stay tuned after the break for our Going Deeper with the Word segment. Here we examine how God's Word provides clear guidance and direction about overcoming your fears. If you are catching this episode on YouTube or in our Facebook group, please be sure to click that like button and also be sure to leave your comments about today's message and overcoming your fears. If you are new to our ministry, please subscribe to our YouTube channel or follow our podcast so that you're notified of future messages. I'll be right back.
Some messages just hit differently. And if this message has touched your heart and you want to experience it again, you can watch the video online at walkinginstepwithgod.org/messages. God bless you.
The greatest way that you can get involved with this ministry is to be involved in the community. Here are four specific ways. Join the discussion by asking and engaging with questions in our community space. Share a prayer on our prayer wall, or take some time to pray for others. Has our ministry impacted your walk with God? Then share your story and inspire others. Lastly, you can support our ministry as a financial partner so that we can expand our reach and grow the community. Learn more about these opportunities to get involved by visiting walkinginstepwithgod.org/get involved.
Welcome to Going Deeper with the Word. In this segment, we welcome people of all backgrounds, religious or not, to review the Word of God. The Word of God provides guidance, direction, and instructions for living our lives and walking with God. Today we examine how God's Word provides clear guidance and direction about overcoming fear. Let's review examples of God's Word that can lead and guide our steps and back up the principles we learned in today's message. I will be reading Scripture today from the Amplified Bible. If you are watching this message online, we invite you to share your comments as we review each verse. Here's our first verse. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Be assured, I will help you. I will certainly take hold of you with my righteous right hand. In this verse, we are reminded of God's presence in our lives and His reassurance that He will not only help us, but strengthen us. This verse also provides us with a glimpse of physical comfort, conjuring an image of being held by God's righteous right hand. a hand of justice, power, victory, and salvation. Is there a time in your life when you felt fearful, but also comforted by God? Share your experience with us in the comments. Let's have a look at another verse. Proverbs 3, verse 5. Trust in and rely confidently on the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. I believe this verse speaks to the idea that trusting in God and giving our circumstances to God requires us not to fully rely on our understanding. In fact, trusting God is often an exercise of trusting in the unknown and unseen. Our insight and understanding typically are based on our senses and perception of our environment. Trusting in God truly relies upon a new approach to understanding, an approach that places our focus on God and not our fears. Can you think of a time when you had to put aside your insight and understanding of a fearful situation and place your trust in God? Let us know in the comments. Let's look at one last verse. Psalms 34, verse 4. I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and delivered me from all my fears. In this verse, we are reminded once again of what we can expect when we seek God. In today's message, we learned of the importance of giving our circumstances to God. When we present our worries, concerns, and desires to God, he will answer. How God answers will differ for each one of us, and the answer may not be what you expect. But what we can know is that he will deliver us from our fears. He will equip us with strength. If we ask him to help us walk through a difficult situation, he will be at our side. Let us remember to bring our concerns and worries before God when we are in fear. We need not worry when we place our lives in the hands of our Creator. Is there an area of your life that you are experiencing fear? Ask God today to give you the strength and courage to overcome. Thank you for your time in reviewing these verses with me today, and please be sure to share in the comments how these or other examples of God's Word have helped you overcome fear. Thank you for your time in reviewing these verses with me today. Please be sure to share in the comments how these or other examples of God's Word have helped you overcome fear. Thank you for the opportunity to share encouragement. Here at Walking in Step with God, we truly, truly appreciate your support. We are fully committed to Christ and the community, and we invite you to join us in fellowship and seek out opportunities for fellowship in your local community as well. Have a great week, and we'll see you next time. Bless you.
Thank you for listening. Please share this podcast with others if this message has blessed you. Consider becoming a supporter of Walking in Step with God to help others walk boldly with God. Visit our website at walkinginstepwithgod.org to learn more.